Water Damaged by Mia Sundby.
The cushion of the beaten-up armchair, an ancient high-backed thing that had been reupholstered by my great-aunt sometime in the 70s with decade-appropriate success, was lumpy against my back. Wriggling around until I found a comfortable spot, I settled in with a steaming cup of elderberry tea, one of the many musty tea bags I'd discovered in my late great-aunt's kitchen, and the leather-bound journal I'd discovered in the box upstairs. The rain pattered softly against the windowpane. Thankfully, Aunt Melda had installed triple glazing nearly 10 years ago, so I was at least warm. From inside, wrapped in my oversized fleece and squished up as close to the radiator as I could without setting the armchair ablaze, the rain was a comforting background noise. The pages of the journal creaked as I opened them, water damaged. Carefully, I peeled apart pages that had stuck and began to read. There was an inscription on the first page, which read, "Dearest Mel, happy birthday, you old crone. Use this to finally finish that book of yours. Love, Annie." I smiled. The handwriting was a frantic scrawl, as though Annie was writing it on her way out the door. Nothing like the elegant, looping calligraphy of Aunt Mel's. The first few pages were entertaining, if a little uneventful. Accounts of Great Aunt Mel's day, filled with quips and quick-witted remarks of the locals of the nearest town. Despite the mundaneness of it all, I was quickly absorbed. Outside, the rain grew heavier. Several more pages passed, including several features from Annie. Apparently, the two had been very close indeed. Annie was the first person Mel told about the trouble with the house's pipes. Annie said, "It was an old house, just invite that plumber over, the one with the nice smile and," I blinked, "nicer arse." The writing became thinner after that. Odd jottings and more complaining about the pipes. I read on. Outside, the rain thundered. "It's not the pipes," one passage read. "It's coming from outside. It's trying to get in. I won't let it in." Pausing, I frowned down at the page. Something about the tone seemed off. "I'm locking this journal away. If you're reading this, I hope you're not here." Goose flesh rippled down my arms. Was Aunt Mel writing her novel in here now? Was I reading some notes? "It's outside, but it wants to come in. Whatever you do, do not let it in." Those words were underlined, so heavily that the indent bled through into the next four pages. "It always comes in the rain. Whatever you do, keep the windows shut. All it takes is a crack in the glass." I stared wide-eyed at the page. I flipped through frantically, but the rest of the journal was blank. No, wait. A sentence, not in Aunt Mel's handwriting. It read, "How does it feel to be followed?" My stomach dropped. Slowly, I raised my eyes to the window. Outside, the rain tapped against the glass, as though asking to be let in.